As I've been studying church history, there are certain universal characteristics during every period of true heaven-sent revival when God's people are in right relationship with Him. One of those characteristics is the conversion of sinners. When God's people are in right relationship with Him, souls are saved. When Christians get their lives right with God, the world soon feels the impact. Revival begins in the hearts of God's people, but it soon overflows into the hearts of the unsaved and unbelievers. On the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls were saved in just one day. During the first Great Awakening in the United States from 1740 to 1742, some 50,000 people were added to the New England churches out of a total population of only 300,000. During the 1859 revival in Northern Ireland, it's estimated that over 100,000 souls were swept into the kingdom of God, and the Welsh revival of 1905 saw over 85,000 converts in less than a year. The world is attracted to a Christianity with character, and they are repelled from a Christianity without character. I went door to door in our church neighborhood in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and time after time I was asked the question, "Does so-and-so go to that church? Well, if they go to that church, there's no way I'm going." The world wants to see a difference, but there's very little difference today between many Christians and the world. The world should be able to look at our lives and families as Christians and see that God's principles really work and that they offer a far superior way of life than anything else that the world has to offer. If our Christianity is going to be effective in reaching a lost world for Jesus Christ, then we must recognize that what we are is more important than what we say. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.